Good morning, this is Kimberly and Zara with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has responded to calls for the expansion of a cost of living subsidy for remote communities in far north Queensland. A $64 million package to ease the cost of living for remote Queensland communities and the Torres Strait will apply a 5.2% discount at the checkout on certain grocery items. However, the Torres and Cape Indigenous Council Alliance have written to the Premier asking for further consultation on the scheme, which community mayors would like expanded. The subsidy is due to take effect in 2024.
New crime data from the Queensland Police Service show over the past 5 years, more crime is happening in regional Queensland centres than the state's biggest cities. Griffith University criminologist Michael Townsley says there are various reasons for fluctuations in the crime rate, including one-off like police operations, resulting in more charges or temporarily influxes of people into venues such as pubs and clubs. This data release comes as tensions in Queensland regional areas are reaching boiling point amid growing frustrations with youth crime.
In national news, an inquest into the deaths of five young trans and gender diverse people in 2020 and 2021 is set to commence in the Victorian Coroner's Court today. According to court documents, evidence indicates all five people had experienced mental ill health and took their own lives. And the inquest hopes to make appropriate evidence-based recommendations, aims at improving treatment, care and support for the trans and gender diverse community. This is one of the first times there has been recognition at a systems level of the experiences of suicidal distress among trans and gender diverse people in Australia. If you or anyone you know would like support, please do not hesitate to call Lifeline on 13 11 14 for free 24-hour mental health and crisis support.
More than 50,000 postcards will be amassed on the lawns of Parliament House today, urging the federal government to commit to its promise of closing the funding gap for under-resourced public schools. The postcards addressed to the Prime Minister are part of a nationwide campaign by the Australian Education Union to fully fund the public school system. AEU Federal President Corina Haythorpe says along with publishing the letter, the union was in Canberra today to deliver the postcards collected on a four-week road trip covering every state and territory.
In international news, the World Health Organization has called for additional information from China about an increase of reported respiratory illnesses and pneumonia in children. China says the rise in flu-like illnesses has been caused by the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions. According to state-run Chinese media reports, the children's hospitals have been overcrowded.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Head to 4zzz.org.au to find out more.
If you love listening to 4ZZZ, remember we're only here because of your support.